the end of this week's parsha, the Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Bris Milah. But before he gives him the mitzvah, he first prefaces with another tzivah. It's halech lefonai v'heyei samin. Walk before me and be tamin, be complete. What does it mean v'heyei samin? What does tamimus mean? And why is this statement made right before the mitzvah of Milah? Why is it connected to the mitzvah of Milah? The Beis Halevi on Chumash explains that tamimus means that when a person does mitzvahs, he shouldn't do them because they make sense to him, because he understands the reasons for the mitzvahs. But rather, he should do them simply because it's the Tzivah Hashem, that's the Ratzon Hashem. That doesn't mean we shouldn't look for Tamei HaMitzvahs, we shouldn't look to understand the reasons for mitzvahs. That's also a chelik of Torah. And if we gain an understanding of the mitzvahs, that'll give us a greater appreciation for them. We'll be able to fulfill them better. But when it comes to actually performing mitzvahs, a person shouldn't do the mitzvah dafka because it makes sense to him. But rather, he should do the mitzvah to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. Beis Halevi comments that this is alluded to by the Medrash in Tilim on the Pasuk, Ashrei Tmimei Derech Ahochem B'Torah Hashem. Medrash says, Hu Tmimei Derech? Tmimim v'chasidim hayudor hamidbar. The Klal Yisrael, when they received the Torah, they were tmimim. They were makabel the Torah. They didn't ask, what's the reason for the Isser Chelev and the Isser Orla and all the mitzvahs Saseh? They didn't ask for the reasons of the mitzvahs. They simply were makabel the mitzvahs. They accepted the mitzvahs and they said that they were going to do the mitzvahs. That shows that tamimus means doing mitzvahs without questioning, without asking what the reasons are, simply doing it because that's the Ratzon Hashem. And this idea, says the Beis Halevi, is also hinted to in a different medrash, a medrash in Tehillim. The Pasuk says, Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save Adam uvehema, two different things? Says the Medrash, no, it's actually referring to Adam. Both parts of the Pasuk are talking about Adam. Afal pi she'Adam anachnu nimshachnu acharecha kibehema. The Klal Yisrael declares that even though we're Adam, we're drawn after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a behema. Says the Gemara in Chulin on Davhei, Eilu b'nei Adam she'arumim bedas ha'mesim in atzman kibehema. These are people, it's referring to people who are orum bedas, they're very clever, they're very intelligent, but they make themselves into behemoths. What does that mean? Says the Beis Halevi, what's the difference between an Adam and a behemoth? If a person decides to follow the ratzon of his friend, what's he doing? He's not only fulfilling the desire of the other individual, he's fulfilling his own desire too, because he's making a choice. He's choosing to follow the ratzon of the other individual. So he's choosing both the ratzon of his chavra and his own ratzon. If the behema does the master's bidding, if the master commands the behema to do something and the behema responds, the behema's not thinking it through. The behema is responding instinctively. The behema is simply acting because that's the tzivui of the adon, that's the tzivui of the master. The behema is trained to respond to the tzivui of the master. It's not thinking that it's fulfilling the ratzon of the master. It's just doing it naturally. So the behema, in a sense, is acting only because that's the tzivui. Not because it has a ratzon, but because that's the tzivui of the master, that's why the behema is acting. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin that behema gasa is nikneis l'meshicha. To acquire a behema gasa, a large animal, a parah, a shar, you can do that if you're moshech, if you pull it. Let's say Reuven wants to sell a behema to Shimon, so Shimon can pull the animal, and as a result of that, he can acquire the animal. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin on the Chavezim and Beis, Meshicha works by a behema not only if you pull it physically, but even if Kori Lo V'Hiba, even if you call to the animal and it comes, it responds, that's also Meshicha. But by an Eved K'naini, that's not the case. If you Kori to the Eved K'naini, if one individual owns an Eved K'naini, he wants to sell it, and the other person calls to the Eved K'naini, and the Eved K'naini goes to the second Adon cannot acquire that Eved. He has to do an actual Meshicha. Why? Because Adam Adaita the Nafshe Ka'avis, a person does what he does, his actions are as a result of his own Bechira, his own Ratzon. So that Eved K'naini is not simply responding to the Tzivui of the Adam. He's not coming simply as a result of the Tzivui of the Adam, but rather he's choosing to follow what the Adam says. So that's not a Meshicha. Meshicha means that the Adam is pulling, that there's no Ratzon on the part of the item or the person who's being pulled. That's what the Medrash means, that Eilu b'nei Adam she'em arumim b'das v'misim en atzman kibahem. The Klal Yisrael says, even though we're Adam, Odom anachnu. We have das, we have an understanding. But we're following you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a behema. We fulfill the mitzvahs only because that's your rasa. It's not that we're choosing. We're not having a bechira. We're not choosing the mitzvahs because we understand the reason and they make sense and we want to do the mitzvahs because of the reason, but rather we want to do the mitzvahs. We are following you, we are fulfilling the mitzvahs kebehema only because that's your tzivah, that is your rasa. What's the deeper meaning of this Maimon Chazal? What does the Beis Halevi have in mind? That we should do mitzvahs without thinking? We should just be robots? I think what Chazal are telling us is that we should do mitzvahs kevehema, we should do mitzvahs instinctively. Of course, when we do mitzvahs, we're choosing to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. And we should understand what we're doing, and we should think about it, and we should learn about the mitzvahs. But the mitzvahs should become so ingrained within us, they should become so much a part of our essence, that it should seem as if we don't have any choice whether to do the mitzvahs. You know, we've been talking, Masechta Bava Kamma, we've been talking about what changes a shor from a tam into a muad. There's a cheskas nagchon, the shor has to gore three times, and then it becomes a muad, and the baal is chayiv nezek shalem. What happens as a result of that change of chazaka? What's the cheskas nagchon accomplishing? So the simple way of explaining is that it reveals what the teva of the shor is. It's a nagchon, it's a goring shor, and therefore the baalim are going to be chayiv nezek shalem. But the other way to look at it, as we explained, is that hergel nasa teva, that as a result of goring, that becomes the teva of the shor. The shor is developing a new habit. Now it's a goring shor. It's not a shor tam anymore. It's a shor muad. It's a goring shor. And that's why the Baal Machayev Nezek Shalom, because hergel nasa teva, the more it gores, the more it becomes its nature. I think this idea can apply to mitzvahs as well. It's critical to develop good spiritual habits. A good hergel in mitzvahs and masim tovim. Mitzvah should become instinctive for us. So much a part of us. Davening with a minyan three times a day, coming early to davening, should become part of us. Not missing a seder should be something natural. Giving tzedakah, doing chesed, shouldn't be a burden. It should be something that's part of our very essence. So much so that it should seem as if we don't have a bechira chashis, we don't have free will to do mitzvahs, because it's just, that's who we are. That defines who we are. I think this perhaps is why the Torah links the idea of tmimus specifically with the mitzvah of milah. Because the mitzvah of milah symbolizes the obligation of each and every Jew to submit, to subjugate his physical drives and desires to the Ratzon Hashem. The milah is the chosam, it's the stamp of avdus that's placed in the guf of every Jew. The message of the bris milah is that the guf of every Jew should be programmed, so to speak, programmed to do the Ratzon Hashem. Not that it is, actually, but that's the way it should be. That's the way it should seem. It should seem as if we don't have bechira chafshis to do mitzvahs. We should do mitzvahs instinctively. They should become a part of us, so ingrained within us that it should seem as if we don't have a bechira chavshis to do the mitzvahs, but that we're forced into it, so to speak. How does that happen? How do mitzvahs become instinctive? Hergel nasa teva. We have to do mitzvahs more and more. We have to be medaktik with mitzvahs and try to perform mitzvahs behidah to the best of our ability. And the more we do mitzvahs, the more careful we are with mitzvahs, over and over and over again, the more it'll become part of our essence. The more we'll become connected to mitzvahs, and that will lead us to a greater sense of shleimus.